You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Ultieri. Pope Francis centered the catechesis of this week's general audience on the call of St. Matthew, showing how even sinners can be disciples of Jesus. He also used the audience as an opportunity to appeal for prayers for his upcoming trip to the Greek island of Lesbos, where he will meet with some of the tens of thousands of refugees who have passed through the island. Anne Schneibel reports.
Speaking about his one-day visit to Lesbos next Saturday, Pope Francis asked the faithful to accompany him with prayer, invoking the light and strength of the Holy Spirit and the maternal intercession of the Virgin Mary. The Pope said he would be joining the Patriarch of Constantinople and the Archbishop of Athens in Greece to express his closeness and solidarity to the refugees and the citizens of Lesbos and all the Greek people, who are very generous in their welcoming.
Abbiamo ascoltato il Vangelo della chiamata di Matteo.
During his catechesis earlier in the audience, Pope Francis centered his reflection on the gospel account of Jesus calling St. Matthew to be his disciple. Like the tax collector Matthew, every one of us relies on the Lord's grace despite our sins, the Pope said. The Church is not a community of the perfect, but of disciples on their way who follow the Lord because they recognize they are sinners and need forgiveness. Jesus is the good doctor, and there is no sickness he cannot cure. God's word is like a scalpel which deeply penetrates us in order to free us from the evil which lurks in our lives. Pope Francis spoke of the importance of the Eucharist as a powerful remedy which renews the grace of our baptism. Drawing near to the Eucharist, we nourish ourselves with the body and blood of Jesus, and yet, coming to us, it is Jesus who unites us with his body. The Pope said the Pharisees did not understand God's heart, for they did not recognize the possibility of reformation and healing, trusting in the law over mercy. It was as though someone gave you a box with a gift inside, and you, rather than looking for the gift, only looked at the paper in which it was wrapped, only the appearances, the form, but not the grace at the core, the gift which is given to everyone. I'm Anne Schneibel.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.